A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
She's great friends with Mammy. She's always in the
house. Always in your house.
That's the butler you're talking about now. And her mother,
lovely woman.
She's in her 70s and she looks about 20 years younger.
Stunning.
Well, dear Sheila.
I'll tell you a good one about her husband now. He got his hand caught in a machine at work and he lost his job over it.
Oh, gosh, what type of machine was it, Pat?
A till. Stop. Yeah, read out the letter. Yeah. We're done there.
Dear Sheila, my name is Pat Butler, Abbey Street. Holy Cross, County Tipperary. I would appreciate it if you did not read out my name and address, as I would be horrified if anyone would identify me. And my wife loves your show. 2020 was a dreadful year for me with the pandemic. My mother-in-law was incredibly supportive to me and we became very close.
Oh.
We are now seeing each other and are very much in love. For a woman in her 70s, she looks 20 years younger. Her husband got his hand caught in a machine at work and that has put a strain on their relationship. Sheila, I want to start 2021 with a clean slate. I don't know how to tell my wife. What should I do?
Well, that's a clip from The Wellness Hour with Pa and Sheila, featuring my next guest, Pat Short, and his daughter, Faye.
Hello.
It showcases a double act that's going to find its way onto the stage of the Three Olympia Theatre next February in a new show called Well. They are in studio. Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Faye.
Hello.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you know, don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
Yeah.
That's the injunction to anybody not to put their daughter on the stage, which is exactly what you've done, Pat Short.
Yeah, well, she went to drama school, so I'm trying to earn back a few bob from the fees.
You're getting your money's worth.
I know that's the classic saying, isn't it, Pat? But sure, she's a flair for it and she's very funny. So it's great to be working with her. It's good fun.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Now, I've talked to Pat so many times over the years, but Faye, I have not spoken to. So let's get a CV from you, Faye. We've just got a little bit of it that you went to drama school.
Yes, yeah.
But tell us what it was like growing up, looking at your da making an idiot of himself.
Excuse me.
On stage.
Yeah, it was something else, Pat. It was mad, to be honest. Seeing him in all the different characters when he was doing Killing Scully, I'll never forget him dressed up as a woman. That was a sight for sore eyes. That was a difficult one now. But we move.
That's the point, though, that, you know, your dad is in character.
Yes.
So the Pat Short that people see in all of these comic roles is not necessarily the Pat Short that you see at home. But still, I suspect that sense of humour, it doesn't switch off.
No, not really. It doesn't. No, it's we have a lot of crack at home. And obviously it's a different version of himself at home. But no, we have great crack. And that comes out in the work as well. I think, like, working together, it's just so much fun writing and coming up with all these ideas.
Yeah. And what about your desire then to follow him on stage? When did that crystallise? I mean, were you very young and, you know, were you a show off? Did you insist on singing at Christmas and
me
performing
never,
for...
No. Yeah, I did Spotlight. So I did drama all my in primary school, and then secondary school, and then it was like coming up to the leaving cert. I was like, do I want to do this as a career? Or like, would I just keep it as, you know, a hobby? You know, I was thinking of doing business at one point. And then I was like, no, I'll bite the bullet and just go for it. And I got the audition. I got into the Gaiety School of Acting. So once I got that, I was like, no, this is meant for me. And I ran with it. And yeah, I love it. It's so much fun. I love it. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you had to pay the fees, Pat, at that stage. You wanted the return on your investment. But were you in any way kind of slightly dismayed? Because, I mean, you've had a great career so far and long may it continue. But there's a lot of heartbreak in the dramatic professions.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for Faye, in a sense, Pat, that question, is it?
No, it's for you.
For me. worried about her, is it?
I'll tell you what I mean. You know, a doctor will put the son or the daughter, if they can get the points, into medical school they know it's a nice little earner.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I mean, the way I always look at it is a very, very tough profession. There's a lot of people in there trying to get the job that you're trying to get.
Yeah.
And what I would say is, Faye, she's got a talent. That doesn't always work. If you've got a talent, there's plenty of talented people just don't get to work. It is a tough life, but it's been good to me. And the way I look at it, you got to give it a shot anyway, I suppose, from her point of view. I think when Faye went for drama school, it was a big shock to myself and Caroline, because we didn't see her that, you know, she was doing drama the whole time, but she actually was very passionate about it and kept it hidden the whole time.
Yeah, I did actually, yeah.
Which is a funny one, you know, I suppose because of me being on screen and working all the time in it on stage and that, she probably just held it back. But I obviously went to drama school and then on to film school, so is very talented in that area. So look, you have to give it a shot, and you're only young once, and have a bit of crack, and you know, we're doing that at the moment.
Very good. Now tell me about the wellness hour with Pa and Sheila. It doesn't take a genius to work out who's Pa and who's Sheila.
Well, I think that was the podcast we were doing, which is the live show is slightly different, quite different. But that came about through the pandemic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lockdown. It was being stuck together and having to do something.
And coming up with ideas and writing. So we created those two characters like a radio DJ type characters. And we did a visual video online to shoot with them, with the two characters. So they kind of hit on various different topics. And Sheila was the kind of roving correspondent, the young person that joined the old team. And she went out and about more with stuff. Listened to earlier on was in studio. So she interviewed people like Dr. Fintan O'Brien, who was a mad doctor character who believes we all should be doing more procedures on ourselves at home because of the pandemic. He was out of the hospitals. And he proceeded to do these procedures, which were never successful, I can tell you. But he thought he might help the frontliners, you know, during the pandemic.
And I don't know why I think of a DIY vasectomy.
Yeah. Well, it was mainly varicose veins and kind of simple so-called simple projects like that. And he had a great way of numbing up the infected area with a slap of Harley.
Oh, gosh.
Because you slam your finger in the door, you wouldn't feel that for a half an hour and work away on it then. So there was these type of mad characters that we were portraying, and the two characters, we loved them, Pa and Sheila, in the studio. It was the old reporter meets the young, enthusiastic.
It was good crack.
Now tell me about the show then, because you're going to have hopefully a live audience.
Hopefully
at that stage we'll be back at 100% capacity, because you're going into the Three Olympia on Thursday the 17th, Friday the 18th, and Saturday the 19th of February. Tickets can be got from Ticketmaster. So what form will the stage show take?
Well, it's this, like, I suppose when you, I have a certain style which people will be familiar with, which is not going to change down through the audience and the mad crack and everything else. But I suppose the interesting thing about this, and Faye back me up, we had to kind of, we were looking at ourselves.
Yeah, and our relationship dynamic between the two of us.
Between a dad and a daughter, and the embarrassing moments through life, etc., and flushing them out. It was quite a difficult time writing this, I can tell you. And it's that dynamic. We've taken two fictitious characters, two musicians, a dad and a daughter, and it's very hard to be ourselves. So we created these fictitious characters that kind of look at their own relationship and stuff like that. And it's all set in a hotel environment where they're opening up after COVID and trying all sorts of things to bring the public in.
So you will be assailing members of your audience, I presume.
We'll be down talking to them. As nice as one could be. At a sociable distance,
yes,
I could imagine. I can
meters.
Just let you know.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to it. We've been working on rehearsals for the last while and we're doing a first show. We were due to do a show last week in Manor Hamilton and poor Faye got knocked out with a cold. Thankfully, that's all it was. So we had to postpone, but we'll be on the stage this week warming up.
Yeah.
So where are you in the run-up to Christmas? Because I've mentioned the big shows in the Olympia, because you can pack them in there, but where else are you?
Well, we've just one show this Saturday in Newbridge, and that's kind of warm-up show before we start in the new year, and there's a kind of full nationwide tour happening. Obviously the big venue will be the Tree Arena, Tree Olympia, I should say. And we're doing Killarney as well, and Galmount and Galway,
Cork,
and a few more around the place, Cork Opera House and Concert Hall Limerick, etc. But as I say, the big one for us is the Tree Olympia. We're looking forward to that.
Now, you've other adventures afoot in terms of making film. And Faye, you will be seen over Christmas, I believe.
Will I? Will I be seen over Christmas? Where will I be seen?
I was reading that you're going to be on a TV reality show on RTE. Is that true or not?
No, that's not true.
No, I don't think
she
so.
She was asked to do it.
Oh, I was asked. Yeah, I was asked to be on it, wasn't I?
She's new to the game.
Why'd you turn him down?
It's a surprise. You might see me, you might not.
There is a short film you did, which was going to be released shortly.
Yeah,
and there's a few other things on the boil, as one would say.
Now, here's a question. You know, not every house is as welcoming as every other. You know, you can go in, and I know as a sometime performer in front of an audience, be it, you know, the television studio audience, that sometimes they're hot and sometimes they're not.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, what does daddy say to daughter? What does daughter say to daddy? It's your fault.
No, just keep it going. We get out the door quick and be gone.
Leg it.
No, you're very, very true, Patrick. No matter how good, bad or indifferent you are, you will find audiences. That's the great thing about life, isn't it? They will be temperamental and they may not always go with you or otherwise, and you may not always be informed, but I think you just really get dug in and give it 110% and go for it. That's all you can do.
Yeah, there was an actor called Robert Morley, a portly man, a very posh kind of actor. And he, because he was maybe down on his luck a bit, he was doing a tour of the outback in Australia. And he was asked that very question, how do you manage when they don't get what you're at? And he says, I put their money between my teeth when I get out of town.
The nearest thing's the door and keep going.
That's it. Well, look, may I wish you the very, very best. Tickets from Ticketmaster. The show's called Well, and it can be seen in various venues throughout the country, but particularly in the Three Olympia Theatre in Dublin. A big hall to fill. Thursday the 17th, Friday the 18th, Saturday the 19th of February. All going well. Tickets, as I say, from Ticketmaster. Pat Short and Faye Short, thank you both very much,
Pat,
for joining us on the programme.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.